Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hack reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen bunts in front of the plate. Danning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack scores. Gallen moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Danning to Whitehead covering second. The throw back to home, and Gallen is out at the plate. Herman moves to second. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Demery trying to get to third. Moore throws the ball into Ott, who tags Demery for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel strikes out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Melott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripple scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Ott moves to third. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy is walked intentionally. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 1 in the game. Danning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott scores. Lieber moves to third. McCarthy moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ripple. Hack reaches second base with a double. Lee moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman is walked intentionally. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hartnett. The throw from Danning and he is out, Whitehead applying the tag. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0 for 2 in the game. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lieber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lieber chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Danning fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Danning. Hack goes all the way around to score. Gallen moves all the way to home. It's 5-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ott. Demery moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hartnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lucayaza pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Lucayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danning moves to second. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Schumacher now pitching. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ripple strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lieber hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery bunts towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehead covering, for the out. Hermann moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning fires to first and picks off Hartnett. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Danning moves to second. One out. Wally Burger pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Herman. Danning moves to third. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Danning scores. Berger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 4 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. Moore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Ripple hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's, Cubs 7, Giants, 7. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Steinbeck. Ott reaches second base with a double. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lieber is walked intentionally. Larry French now pitching. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. Ott moves to third. Lieber moves to second. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Danning is walked intentionally. Kurt Davis now pitching. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Brennan now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 0 for 4 in the game. Steinbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan takes first base on ball 4. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 5 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Gerges covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gallen bunts towards the mound. Brennan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and has Hack trapped. There's the throw to Whitehead, who tags Hack for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 7. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripple moves to second. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. McCarthy hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Danning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripple scores. Lieber moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.